For roughly 30 years, beginning in the 1950s, service members at Camp Lejeune in Jacksonville, North Carolina, risked exposure to contaminated drinking water. This summer, President Biden signed a bill making it easier for people to sue the government for illnesses that came from it. But key details, like how the government will handle what could be one of the largest mass civil cases in history, remain muddy. But as Jay Price of member station WNC reports, personal injury attorneys aren't waiting for clear directives.
You might have seen it on TV or YouTube.
Attention, veterans, their families, and civilian workers.
Listen up, Marines.
If you spent time on base at Camp Lejeune
between 1953 and 1987,
if you were exposed to the toxic water at Camp Lejeune,
if you or a loved one developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, lung cancer, bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, or other serious health concerns,
more than a million veterans, family members, and civilian workers may have been exposed to dangerous chemicals that leaked into the ground from sources on and off the base. The hunt is on to find every one of those people.
Now, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
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 The law allows that compensation for a long list of illnesses if the person lived on base for at least 30 days between 1953 and 1987. Those who believe they qualify can initially file a form that's available online. It doesn't require an attorney. But with an estimated total payout of nearly $7 billion over the next decade, lawyers are lining up. Last week, Brian Ambergy's VFW post in Central Kentucky got some earnest visitors.
Lawyers from Virginia passing out flyers and their cards.
Ambergy was stationed at Camp Lejeune in 1984. He later developed a rare type of cancer that's been tied to the chemicals. Ambergy has been fighting for the law for several years, and he's sticking with the attorney he's had from the beginning. The VFW itself, meanwhile, is advising potential claimants to slow down and consult an accredited veteran service officer.
The law just gives a very basic framework.
Pat Murray is National Legislative Director for the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
There's a lot of questions that we still have that need answers before we're 100% comfortable giving someone the recommendation to sign your name on the dotted line that may require money.
His members have had a lot of questions.
They're being targeted with advertisements that are promising paydays. And they're asking, hey, is this real? What does this mean for me? What does this mean for my claim?
One veteran asked about an ad for a company that wanted $5,000 up front and would reimburse only half if his claim was denied.
And we just don't want people throwing money down the drain with false hopes.
Potential claimants only have until August of 2024 to file. But Murray says neither that nor the urgent-sounding ads are any reason to rush to sign an attorney. He says when the Navy fleshes out its plan for handling the cases, some key questions will be answered.
Now, we believe the regulations are going to get posted here in the next couple months. So we're not asking people to wait for 2 years. Obviously, we'll run out of time. But we are asking people to wait about a month.
The Navy declined to answer questions about the settlements, including when it will start settling cases and how it will decide the amount of compensation for each claimant. It's also not clear how amenable the Navy will be to settling claims before they end up in court. Fast settlements could make the process less cumbersome. The Navy says about 5,000 claims have been filed already, and some plaintiffs' attorneys predict the eventual number could be in the hundreds of thousands.
The drinking water you are exposed to contain carcinogens and may
Meanwhile, the onslaught of ads continues. Some even make false claims that veterans already are winning settlements under the new law. Remember Brian Ambergy, the Marine veteran in Kentucky? He was startled to see his own face staring back from one ad. The ad said he'd gotten a $35,000 settlement.
I didn't even get 35 cents.
He didn't even get 35 cents or royalties for the use of his photo. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Durham, North Carolina.